The Chosen, season 4, back in production. It's the show about the life of Jesus and those around him during his ministry. And we get to witness a dramatic unfolding of the lives being affected. And we're getting to chat with one of the actors playing one of those characters right now. Amber Shanna Williams plays Tamar in season 3. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thanks for taking some time to do an interview with us. We really appreciate it.
I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about your character, Tamar. She's extending into season 4 now. So give us a little bit of her background.
Right. So she came in initially on The Chosen in season 1, episode 6, Indescribable Compassion, as the friend of the paralytic. And I believe that the writers and Dallas's, so Ryan Tyler as well, their intent was to have her there for that purpose, that episode, that day. And somebody around there liked me or something like that. And they saw fit to bring me back for season 2. And when I showed up episode 7 of season 2, they let me know that I was now part of the group. So from season 3 on, she is now one of the main characters, one of the main followers, one of the female followers of Jesus, who helps support his ministry. And we get to see that unfold beautifully. A little bit of her backstory we got to touch on in season 3. And in season 4, it's a whirlwind.
So the scene that you debut in, they're tearing apart the guy's roof and lowering their friend down so that Jesus can see him and heal him. That's an amazing story. It's one of my favorites. What was it like filming that?
That was my first day on set, so I didn't even get a chance to warm up into it. I just kind of came in and had to jump right into the emotional deep end. But it was a really beautiful example, even my first day being there, of how fantastic the cast and crew were. It was such a welcoming and warm experience because I came in not knowing what I was doing. I had seen the first 4 episodes before auditioning because the first thing in my mind was, I assumed that the quality wasn't going to be that great when I got the audition, because it's just kind of a known or an accepted standard that we expect faith-based things to look and sound like. And when I saw the first 4 episodes, I was like, this is great. So when I got to set, I was a little intimidated,
okay.
Especially doing that scene. But my scene partners are incredible, being Elizabeth Tavish and Jonathan Rumi, and they just brought me in, made me feel like I'd been there for the past 10 years, and it just came out really beautifully, in my opinion.
Watching season 3, you really get a sense of the ladies that were around Jesus' ministry, and did you get that sense as well?
Absolutely, and I think that's something that isn't always touched on in a lot of faith-based media, and it was really beautiful to see these stories have a chance to unfold, because they were important. If they weren't, they wouldn't be mentioned in the Bible. If someone is supporting the ministry, that is a big deal. And so we get to see that beginning. We can see that planning out. We can see some of the challenges that creates in between some of the disciples and the women too, because I think the tagline for season 3 of The Chosen was, the honeymoon's over. And we can see that every episode play out, and especially for Tamar, who comes in as kind of the other, not only just she's of a different faith, language, she's foreign, and she comes in and we see the challenges that are created when she is trying to kind of find her place with everyone.
Now, it really helps me to expand my understanding of scriptures too, because whenever I've read that scene, that the one that I was talking about where you're tearing up, I always imagined it was all his buddies. You know, it was just like a guy's day out. But, just to see, it could have been anybody. Like, who knows? And I really appreciate that. You know, it just helps me read scriptures a bit differently. Have people told you that as well?
Yes. So Dallas makes it a point to say, and I do it as well, as the Chosen isn't replacing anybody's scripture. It's not replacing the Bible. It's not a stand-in for that. But what I do love about it is that it takes really creative ways to kind of expand on stories that we don't see get, really specific in the Bible. So it says friends, and some translations might say this and some translations might say that. Okay. And they're like, well, why can't this friend have a name and a story? To feed into the whole reason of why they're there, because there was a reason. We may not know what it is, but the great thing about the storytelling that they do is that not much has changed within 2,000 years. And so we're still trying to do the same things every day. And I think that they made them so real that it's hard not to relate to them because they're everyday people just 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So they give them names and backstories and parents, and it's just beautifully woven together.
All right. Season 4 is filming right now. Mm-hmm. Catch up with The Chosen pretty much anywhere you can stream anything, thanks to the generous supporters of the show. There's even an app you can download, Apple or Android. Catch up with all the characters, getting to know Jesus. Amber Shanna Williams plays Tamar, and she's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Amber.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great rest of your day.